USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says
we have three words to the president. Open the government.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped two pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The Texas Attorney General is praising a ruling linked to Planned Parenthood. A 2017 court decision said Texas could not remove Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the judge who made the initial ruling didn't use the correct standard. It will now go back to the same judge to be deliberated all over again. The case centers around an hours-long recorded video that showed Planned Parenthood staffers discussing altering abortion procedures to collect fetal tissue for research. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was asked on CNN's State of the Union if the president ever talked to his former attorney, Michael Cohen, about his congressional testimony concerning a Russian real estate deal.
And so what if he talked to him about
it? Is it not possible that Michael Cohen had that conversation? I'm just asking you for what happened or what didn't happen.
It's not possible.
The president, Michael Cohen, left the conversation thinking, well, this is what the boss wants me to say.
This is
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A rock legend is feeding furloughed federal workers for free. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
John Bon Jovi's restaurant announcing Saturday that workers who've been furloughed by the federal government, as well as their families, could have Sunday meals at his New Jersey locations of JBJ Soul Kitchen. The restaurant also saying that while there, employees would be offered additional resources and support to help get through this difficult time. The rocker saying that he wants to ensure anyone dealing with food insecurity has a place to go. The restaurant teaming up with the governor, Phil Murphy's charity organization, the Murphy Foundation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Native American tries to calm things between a black Hebrew Israelites group and a bunch of Catholic students, and then he becomes the target of the taunting. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A crowd of teenagers surrounded a Native American elder and other activists and mocked them after Friday's Indigenous People's March at the Lincoln Memorial. Victim Nathan Phillips says he felt threatened almost immediately.
I realized I had put myself in a really dangerous situation. You know, here's a group of people who were angry at somebody else, and I put myself in front of that.
Video of the confrontation has drawn nationwide condemnation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.